Proclamation number 3311 of 29th of October, 1944. Support in coming time. Workers of the Lord. I will bring my own together so that they will serve me in spiritual unity and be firm supports for their fellow human beings in the coming time. Great things are at stake. It is about the salvation of the souls languishing in dark spiritual night whose will is not completely turned away from me. And this salvation requires overriding powers on earth which speak in my name, which are endowed with strength and wisdom, which are so connected to me that I myself can work through them. And I am forming such forces in the time which precedes the last battle on earth. It is people who are enabled by their desire for me to receive the truth, for without the imparting of truth there is no salvation for the souls. Only the imparting of truth can guide them onto the right path. Only through truth will they learn to recognize and love me, and the latter is absolutely necessary in order to bring about a change in their lives. And for this the truth is to be offered to them, and for this I require diligent laborers on earth who receive the truth from me in the form of my word and pass it on. I myself instruct my workers as to how they should work, and I supply them with strength where they lack it, again in the way that is most effective for them. For I know everyone's ability and accordingly place him in the place, in the field of work, where he can serve me most successfully. It is my will that those who are to work for me should unite in love. It is my will that every opportunity is used to increase the strength which is beneficial to spiritual work. And it is my will that every bond strives towards the spiritual aim, otherwise it cannot be blessed by me. I want to be active in my house, i.e., people should fully belong to me through whom I work, whom my spirit radiates through. And this presupposes that they completely disregard the world, that they in no way strive to gain earthly advantages, that they solely strive towards me and want to travel the path to me and with me together, which will earn them abundant work for my kingdom. For this alone is important in the coming time, that open doors are provided through which I can enter people's hearts. And everyone should work according to his strength. Everyone should try to bind me to himself through constant activity in love. He should establish the spiritual bond with me, which is indissoluble, and he should only ever listen to the expression of my will in order to fulfill it joyfully. And therefore I bring people together who are willing to work for me, so that they mature together, so that they complement each other and inspire love, so that their strength joins together and they can be beneficially active for me and my kingdom. The gift of grace which I continue to offer them, my word, shall first make them suitable for their activity, and only when they are completely permeated by my word can the work begin, for the spreading of truth requires that they first stand in truth themselves, that they become knowledgeable in order to be able to spread correct knowledge. And my blessing accompanies all my children, my servants on earth, who want to stand up for me and my word. But my blessing means increased strength and certain success. Furthermore, my blessing signifies pleasure in all efforts which are meant for the spreading of my word. And whatever pleases me will not be in vain either, because my love rests on it and this always signifies strength. And if I bless my servants on earth they will be able to perform their duties without worry, their thoughts and actions will be right, they will travel their earthly path in accordance with my will, for I myself also direct the earthly course of life in a way which is good and successful for the spiritual development of the individual as well as of the people for whom my servants shall be active on earth. For whoever has given himself to me, his destiny is sealed. I use him as a laborer in my vineyard and never release him, yet he will also no longer want to leave me and offer his services to me until the end of his life. Amen.